The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, here's some breaking news. It has now happened in Seattle. What am I talking about? Pro-Palestinian. And now again, because you are smarter than the average bear, when we see pro-Palestinian, we are talking pro-Hamas. And what do we know about Hamas? Avowed terrorists. It's not just pro-Palestinian, it's pro-Hamas. The war going on is between Israel and Hamas. It is not Israel versus Palestinians. It is Israel versus Hamas. And what do we know about Hamas? They're known around the world as a vicious, inhumane, evil, wicked terrorist organization. So when we see these pro-Hamas protests, please understand, these people are supporting the murder, the slaughter of innocent Israelis, the beheading of babies, the raping of women. This is what they are supporting because this is what Hamas stands for. And by the way, it's not just Jews. Hamas has willingly, knowingly sacrificed the lives of thousands of their own people. And again, please forgive me for being repetitious, but maybe you haven't heard this. Maybe you don't know it. Most reasonable, educated people know this. Hamas intentionally puts their military activities in civilian places. They put a rocket facility on top of a school, in the basement of a hospital, in the middle of a civilian apartment building. So if Israel wants to take out that rocket facility, the only way they can do it is to bomb where the rocket facility is, which is in the middle of a bunch of civilians. And Hamas does this intentionally because they want civilians to die. They make the martyrs. Okay, I won't go any further on that because you know that. Well, the last few days, it was the Brooklyn Bridge shut down. Thousands of people inconvenienced, and who knows how many, you know, whether there were ambulances that needed to get across or whatever. Brooklyn Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, several other places. Well, now Seattle. Last evening, quote, police arrested 46 pro-Palestinian protesters. Now, again, remember the news media says pro-Palestinian. They're pro-Hamas, pro-terrorist. Police arrested 46 pro-Palestinian protesters for blocking the expressway leading to the Seattle-Tacoma airport. They shut down part of Chicago O'Hare Airport. They were successful in shutting down a good portion of Seattle-Tacoma Airport. They shut down the Brooklyn Bridge. They shut down the Golden Gate Bridge as well as other places. And now it's Seattle. Getting out of hand. Will the police departments, the governments of these liberal left-wing cities do anything about it? Probably not. All right. That I just saw that pop up. I hope that all of us who are pro-life learn some important lessons from the overturning of Roe versus Wade. And I mean this carefully, compassionately. But, and again, I want to be careful. I really want to be careful here. But I've got to speak the truth. Many, many thousands of pro-life individuals who love life, love babies, who stand for life, were absolutely convinced the ultimate answer was overturning Roe versus Wade. And that's why so many people campaign. We've got to overturn Roe versus Wade. How many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of protests at the Supreme Court for years? Let's march to the Supreme Court and demand that Roe versus Wade be overturned. Why? Well, because if Roe versus Wade would be overturned, abortion would just go away. And if you listen to this program, and I'm not better than anybody else, please understand that. But if you are a longtime listener to this program, every time I would see one of those protests, one of those demonstrations, we got to overturn Roe versus Wade, I would say, I hope Roe versus Wade is overturned, but you please, please, please listen to me. That does not mean abortion goes away. In fact, the day that Roe versus Wade is overturned, nothing changes. If you're a longtime listener, you heard me say that over and over and over again. And then I tried to clarify. It simply means it now goes back to the individual states. And the states can do whatever they want to do. They can diminish abortion, they can restrict abortion, or they can vote as Ohio did to put it into the Constitution and make abortion up to the day of birth a constitutional right. All right. What was the ultimate lesson that I hope all of us who are pro-life learned? The answer ultimately is never legislation. Never. The answer ultimately is never in politics. The pro-life community got what they wanted. Roe versus Wade was overturned. I've said it many times before. Please forgive me for being repetitious, but here in Ohio, are we better off or worse off on the abortion issue now that Roe versus Wade was overturned? Worse. Far worse. Am I glad that Roe versus Wade was overturned? Yes. But in reality, we were better off in Ohio when Roe versus Wade was in effect. For years, pro-life leaders had passed this legislation and that legislation, and abortions in Ohio began to decline. And then finally we got the heartbeat bill through, a federal judge blocked it, but who knows, maybe it would have been upheld immediately, and now it's a moot point. Everything we gained legislatively here in Ohio concerning abortion and life, we've lost every bit of it. You say, Bob, well, that's pretty fatalistic. No, it's realistic. Which brings me to the ultimate point that I wanted to make. We have put far too much trust in politics, politicians, legislation, laws, and not nearly enough emphasis on hearts and minds. Because ultimately, abortion is not a legal issue. It is a heart issue. It is a moral issue. It's a biblical issue. And that's why I've said for years and years, folks, be involved in politics, but be more involved in your local church. Be involved in getting the right people elected, but be far more involved in winning people to Jesus. These are moral issues. And at times, because of our priorities, we have won legislative victories and moral and biblical defeats. And I hope we've learned a lesson. I hope we've learned a lesson. Now, when we come back, all that I said is kind of a foundation for understanding what's going on in America right now and among some religious groups on the issue of abortion. And that's why, again, it's a heart issue. It's a biblical issue. Hang with me. I'll share what I mean when we return.
Bob wants to come to your church. Find out how to host a CrossPower weekend at crosspower.net.
Welcome back to Bob Bernie Live. We were just talking about abortion and how it is a heart issue and how And again, I want to handle this delicately because I appreciate so much the pro-life movement, the pro-life community, pro-life leaders. I really, really do. And I don't want to disparage the movement or leaders in the movement or whatever. But so many people thought the ultimate answer was to get Roe versus Wade overturned, and if we could do that, we've won the abortion battle. Oh, my goodness. No, 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 no. In fact, last year, after Roe versus Wade was overturned, Planned Parenthood aborted more babies than ever before. Now let that sink in. There were more babies aborted after Roe versus Wade was overturned than at any time in American history. How many? Well, here's what it works out to. 1,075 babies were killed, and this is just Planned Parenthood. This does not include the other abortion providers. This is just Planned Parenthood. They took the life of 1,075 innocent babies every single day last year. That works out to 44 every single hour. Let that sink in. 392,715 babies just last year. That was a 5% increase over the year before, and it was a record. That was after Roe versus Wade was overturned. And President Joe Biden's administration will now this year be giving Planned Parenthood $700 million in taxpayer funding. Now, the Biden administration's, well, that can't be used for abortion. Don't kid yourself. $700 $1 million of your tax dollars will go to Planned Parenthood. That's $81 million more than when Joe Biden became president. Now, you want to know what's even sadder? Brand new survey from the Pew Research Center concerning Catholics in America. Now, if you know anything about the Catholic Church is absolutely pro-life. The official teaching doctrine of the Catholic Church is absolutely pro-life. The Catechism of the Catholic Church is absolutely pro-life. But we have a loud and proud Catholic president who is the most abortion-minded president in American history. Well, he's not alone. According to the Pew Research Center, they just released a brand new study, and a full 60% of American Catholics think, quote, abortion should be legal in all or most cases. That's a round off. It's actually 61% of Catholics in America, 61% could care less what their church teaches, what their church believes. 61% of American Catholics believe that abortion should be legal in all or most cases. Now, Catholics who go to Mass at least once every week, only 34% of them. But Catholics who attend Mass once a month, 68%. I will continue to say it's an issue of the heart, it's a moral issue, and it's a biblical issue. We must tell the truth about abortion. Do we just forget about legislature and so forth? No. But it's far more important than we win people's hearts and minds than their vote. We've learned it the hard way. And I'm not sure that many, if not most, conservatives have learned that lesson yet. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. I hope, sincerely hope, you have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.